YPR has made repeated attempts to reach KCTR owners and the Breakfast Flakes with no response. We gave them the opportunity to comment, and they didn't. So instead, we decided to talk to an outspoken Billings morning show host who has also towed the line of what's acceptable to say both on air and online.
Jason Harris.
Also known as?
Also known as Big J.
With more than 14 years in commercial radio under his belt, Harris often puts himself in the management's shoes, thinking about both the Big J Show's advertisers and the community standards. For supporters of the Breakfast Flakes, Mushaven's indefinite suspension is an issue of muzzling the truth and a violation of the Flakes' constitutional rights.
I just believe in the First Amendment.
First Amendment, right.
And free speech.
Free speech.
Free speech.
That is the biggest problem here, is that people don't seem to understand the difference between freedom of speech and freedom of consequence.
There are limitations to free speech in every forum. Even the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the 1919 case, Schneck versus United States, that you cannot yell fire in the middle of a crowded movie theater. And for broadcasters, there's a recognition of power in airwaves and online presence.
Most broadcasters are required to attest to the FCC and federal regulators that they have some understanding of their obligations to the larger community. That's part of having a license.
NPR's media correspondent, David Folkenflik, says there's a difference between everybody having a voice on social media versus companies having a license, and therefore a responsibility to their coverage area.
Radio channels operate in a community, even if they're often not owned by folks who live in that community or are based in anywhere near that community. And so people in that community, particularly as their own activities are being characterized and described, feel a stake in how they are portrayed.
In this case, it's high school basketball. Athletes have already demonstrated solidarity on the court, like last week when competitors linked arms before beginning a divisional tournament in Great Falls. The top teams, both native and non-native, are competing in state tournaments at venues across Montana this week. But as of this broadcast, the future of the Breakfast Flakes remains unknown. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.